a Jewish leader, hell-bent on destroying the new Christian cult, is blinded on the road to Damascus, converts to Christianity, and becomes Paul. The same Paul who then goes on to plant an incredible amount of churches and writes letters to those churches that go on to make the majority of the New Testament we read today. Paul is probably the most famous and influential New Testament character behind Jesus. Yet probably the most important character in this story is barely talked about, Ananias. You see, without Ananias and his listening to God, Paul may never have gone on to do what he did. Yet we know very little about Ananias. Paul describes him in Acts 22 verse 12 as a devout man in good standing with the Jews of Damascus. The Greek word used for devout is eulabus, which appears just four times in the New Testament. It's used in Acts 8 verse 2 to describe the men who stayed behind to bury Stephen, the first Christian martyr, despite huge persecution breaking out. It's used in Acts 2 to describe the Jewish people who respond to the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And is used in Luke 2 to describe Simeon, the man who stands waiting in the temple courts because God told him to, on the day of Jesus' dedication, where he declares who he is. So it describes those dedicated enough to risk death in order to give the first martyr a proper burial. It describes a group of thousands of Jews so willing to follow God that they convert to Christianity at Pentecost. And it describes a man who had waited for decades on the promise that he would see the Messiah, and who went to the temple because God told him to and declared who Jesus was. Ananias is in high company then. He's in high company because devout stems from devotion, and it means living a life devoted to the religious life. So we want to draw out two things that teaches us about listening to God. It says in the text Ananias saw a vision. The reality is it's unlikely he was just nipping off to Sainsbury's to stockpile toilet roll when suddenly he was hit by this vision. Instead, we know he's a devoted man, devoted to God, devoted therefore to spend time on his knees in prayer, listening for God's voice. Because he's devoted to God, he devotes time to spend in God's presence. And that is part of why God chooses to speak to him. God knows Ananias is a man who devotes time to listening to him. If we want to hear from God, do we devote our time listening to him? Are we willing to carve out time in our busy lives, not just to have a one-way conversation, but to sit and be and listen? Secondly, what God says to Ananias isn't exactly a nice message, is it? It's lovely when we can hear from God and he tells us something nice or exciting. It's wonderful when we have an idea and we pray about it and we sense that God is in it, and we see it when we see it coming about. I would hazard a guess it's less exciting when God asks us to do is scary. If we open ourselves up to listen to God, we open ourselves up to taking the difficult path. If we sat in prayer today and God said, "Look, I know Richard Dawkins has recently been given special powers by Boris Johnson to arrest all Christians and put them in prison and sentence them to death, but he's just down the road in Co-op in Barnard's Green. Now, he's got a group of special agents with him, with guns and the rest, but I've just blinded him. And I want you to go pray, and then, when he's been healed, bring him back to your house, maybe for a nice roast dinner or something." We might have a few thoughts about whether it's the right thing to do. We may doubt whether it's God talking to us then. But that's the situation for Ananias. He's given a difficult task, but he is devoted to God. He's listened to him, and now he's willing to do the difficult task, to take the difficult road. And this is the second thing. Are you willing to listen to God? Not just for the good stuff, but are you willing to act on the difficult stuff too? So if God tells you to do something that doesn't fit your lifestyle or your comfort zone, are you still going to hear it?
So we now want to ask some questions. Partner up with a couple of people around you and be conscious not to leave anyone out. And we have three questions we want you guys to talk about.
How do you devote your time to listening to God? Where do you tend to be when you hear from God? And what stops you listening or acting on what you've heard from God? So partner up now and just discuss it between yourselves.